Imagine holding a smartphone that connects you to billions of people worldwide. This marvel of modern technology represents the culmination of centuries of global integration, a process shaped not by abstract forces, but by extraordinary individuals. From the steppes of Mongolia to Silicon Valley, 10 remarkable figures fundamentally transformed how our world connects. These weren't merely passive observers of inevitable trends. They were active architects who redirected history's course through vision, determination, and often ruthless pragmatism. Their stories reveal how individual leadership can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and reshape the world in profound ways. Born into Mongolia's harsh steppe, Temujin, later Genghis Khan, survived his father's murder and tribal abandonment to become history's greatest conqueror. He united fractious Mongol tribes through revolutionary military organization, creating the first truly interconnected global empire. Though illiterate, he established writing systems and laws prohibiting kidnapping and slavery. His military genius showed in dividing his army into units of 10 for clear communication, while ensuring loyalty by taking commander's sons as bodyguards. His mounted warriors moved with exceptional speed, systematically conquering territories across Eurasia. What began as revenge evolved into a devastating campaign against sophisticated cities. Genghis established sophisticated administrative systems by recruiting foreign talent and created extensive infrastructure, including postal stations along the Silk Road that facilitated unprecedented exchange. This network blended cuisines, medical knowledge, and craftsmanship throughout his empire. The first golden age of globalization wasn't the industrial period of 1870-1914, but the 13th century under Mongol rule. Centuries later, 17-year-old Robert Clive joined the East India Company seeking fortune in India. His journey proved disastrous: shipwreck, near drowning, and crushing debt. As the lowest-ranked clerk, he fell into depression so severe he attempted suicide with a pistol that misfired twice. Clive's transformation began when French forces invaded Fort St. George in 1746. After escaping capture disguised as an Indian, he enlisted as an ensign, developing guerrilla warfare tactics. His decisive moment came at Plassey in 1757, where despite being vastly outnumbered, he secured a victory that transformed the East India Company from a trading operation into a territorial power. As governor of Bengal, Clive reformed the company's corrupt practices and secured the emperor's formal consent for British administration, creating the model for corporate governance of territory that would shape colonialism for centuries. His innovations blurred the lines between commerce and governance, establishing patterns of corporate power that continue today. What invisible barriers prevent us from exploring the unknown? For medieval Europeans, Cape Bojador along Africa's coast represented a psychological frontier of terror. Superstitions claimed that beyond it lay boiling seas, monsters, and treacherous winds. Prince Henry of Portugal, driven by religious zeal and commercial ambition, systematically dismantled these fears through methodical exploration. After Portugal's conquest of Ceuta in 1415, Henry established his first overseas possession and began Atlantic exploration, discovering Madeira and the Azores. After 15 failed attempts, Gil Anus finally broke through Cape Bojador in 1434, demolishing centuries of psychological barriers. Henry's innovation was creating what historian Daniel Boorstin called a collaborative national adventure, a systematic program for exploring the unknown. Each mission ventured incrementally farther along Africa's coast, with captains documenting coastlines, vegetation, and cultures. This methodical approach built cumulative knowledge, enabling future voyages. Though his legacy includes establishing the first systematic slave trade from Africa to Europe, his exploration model set the pattern for future national exploration efforts, including modern space programs. From Frankfurt's Judengasse ghetto, Meyer Amschel Rothschild created the world's most powerful banking dynasty. Orphaned at 12, he built a thriving rare coins business that attracted wealthy clients, including royalty, eventually connecting with Prince William of Hesse Cassel. During Napoleonic chaos, Rothschild recognized opportunities in war financing and embargo circumvention. He revolutionized cross-border finance by creating a network operated by his five sons stationed in key European cities. This family system pioneered services allowing clients to deposit money in one country for withdrawal in another elsewhere, creating an international clearinghouse across Europe. The Rothschilds transformed global finance by developing the international bond market for smaller nations. Their courier system transmitted market information faster than government channels, giving them crucial advantages. Meyer's dying words to his sons, "Keep your brothers together and you will become the richest men in Germany," proved prophetic as they created financial connections that made modern global commerce possible. In 1854, retired paper tycoon Cyrus Field envisioned connecting America to Europe by telegraph, reducing communication time from weeks to seconds. This obsession became the greatest leap forward in global communications history. Field formed the New York, Newfoundland, and London Telegraph Company with wealthy investors, securing a 50-year monopoly for cable connections. Despite numerous challenges, his persistence paid off in July 1866 when the Great Eastern successfully laid the transatlantic cable. Messages that previously took 16 days now took 7 minutes. The telegraph revolutionized global markets through real-time price transmission, reduced investment risk, and connected financial centers. Between 1870 and 1900, global communication cables increased tenfold, creating the first worldwide network that would evolve into today's internet infrastructure. The subsequent digital revolution unfolded even faster, with the microprocessor at its heart. Andy Grove helped bring this computer age to fruition. Born in 1936 Hungary, Grove developed his famous business paranoia by surviving Nazi persecution and Soviet oppression before escaping to America. At Intel, where he joined as employee number 3, Grove provided the operational excellence that founders Noyce and Moore needed. Grove's constructive confrontation culture extracted maximum performance from his teams. When facing serious competition from Motorola, he launched Operation Crush with military precision to maintain dominance. His leadership transformed Intel from a memory chip manufacturer into the world's leading microprocessor company, creating the essential building blocks for our interconnected digital world. Without ever holding official office, Jean Monnet architected institutions that brought a united Europe closer to reality. His vision led to one of history's most far-reaching experiments in globalization, abolishing borders between sovereign states for trade and regulations, and creating a common currency managed by one central bank. Monnet developed his international perspective through his family's cognac business, which sent him traveling globally. During World War I, the 25-year-old convinced France's prime minister that allies had to pool resources rather than pursue separate national interests. His first breakthrough was the Wheat Executive, a joint British-French body that unified orders for scarce supplies. After World War II, Monnet created effective structures for European cooperation. His solution to Franco-German tensions focused on coal and steel resources, keys to industrial and military power. The resulting European coal and steel community placed these industries from six nations under a supranational high authority that could make decisions national governments couldn't veto. This cornerstone eventually evolved into today's European Union, a revolutionary approach to sovereignty that continues to reshape global governance.